Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
You're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door, and it's time to open.
Hey, it's Dr. Val here, along with Lewis and Randy, and what can I tell you? It's Saturday morning, and it's Waking Up in America, and we are, and we hope you are too, and I hope you're enjoying being here with us, and this wonderful show is presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion, and forms an international Kayani distribution agent. Now, we love to do dynamic radio dialogues on Life Today in America, and boy, the dialogue we're going to have to do, pay close attention, because if you don't pay close attention, there's not much of a future left if we don't get into action here. And what I'm talking about is global warming, and yes, it is real. It is very, 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 very real, in case you had any doubt about whether I believe that or not. Would you say, Mike?
No.
No? Okay. You stick to that story, and we'll see what happens with you in 35 years. So what happens when you put together a triathlete, a heart specialist, a smart aleck radio announcer, and just a person that loves to get into mischief and have fun with people? I love you, Mike. Thank you so much for being here. Mike is... I've been on the air for 27 years, and I've had a number of radio announcers, and my two favorites of ever, all time are Jim Dulcey at KFOX in Redondo Beach when we did drive time there, and Mike Vitale of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I just cannot tell you how much I like this guy and what a fine gentleman he is and how I just totally appreciate him being here and being his adorable little contradictory self. So, Mike, you rock.
We Thank love you. You, Mike, and we seriously love you even when we're off air, too. That's really good stuff.
I got a wild Dr. Bell some way.
You said what?
I said I've got to rile Dr. Bell in some way, ruffle her feathers.
Look, what can I tell you? The way you rile us is so good. I remember once when you got Randy and me going on something, and then after, I could hear you chuckling in the background, and I realized that we'd been done.
That was a great show, though, you know?
If you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, an angel singing, or Mike, you will know that you are listening to Waking Up in America, and we call in from our homes and offices all over the world to cause this program. Now, sometimes I put this part of the conversation in, and sometimes I don't. But what I'm telling you is that Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and the Lord's Prayer actually means to go out into the world and reach for your highest dreams. Okay? That's what the word pray actually means. It actually means to trap your dream. Okay, right now on planet Earth, there is an environmental nightmare going on, and the environmental nightmare is getting worse by the minute. Now, many of you may know or don't know that I actually do my part of this show from California. And there is a rumor that I have not had a chance to check it out all yet, but enough people have spread this rumor around to me that our dear governor, Jerry Brown, has okayed fracking for the state of California. And in case you don't know what fracking is, it's where they want to get even more oil that we don't need out of the shale. And but they do that by pumping water down into the shale and then causing little explosions so that they can actually get oil out of it. Now, if you were the governor of a state and somebody wanted to frack along your California coastline where there's lots of good sea life in the Santa Barbara Islands, and you were a state that was known for earthquakes, would you approve fracking?
Well,
Which
you would if you were a corrupt governor.
Or, Mike, we were talking about words that you weren't supposed to say on the air. Is it okay to say moron?
Yep.
He's a moron. If this is true, he is a moron, okay? And anybody that backs fracking is a moron. Whether or not you have earthquakes, whether or not you're concerned about killing the sea life, any of these other things. This planet, I had Noel Brown, who at the time was in charge of the environment for North America. I always like these big titles. I had him on the air in the early 90s. He gave us until the year 2000 to get our act cleared up, or he said it would be irreversible. And what he meant was the way we are defiling the oceans and the land and the seas and building without considering what's happening and what we're actually doing when we build this dam and cut down those trees and frack over here and frack over there and drip a little oil here and contaminate this and contaminate the other thing. What we're actually doing is there's a natural cycle that the planet goes through, and it actually does get warmer and colder naturally. So there's a part of that cycle. But now we've added human greed and human consumption and human waste, and Randy will tell you something absolutely disgusting about human waste shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing all these things. We're blacktopping the ground. We are cutting down the trees. We are doing all this stuff that we are doing, and I've just read another couple of chapters of A People's History of the United States. And by the way, Lewis, I want to thank you for suggesting reading something nice to go along with that, because it's helped me not be so crazy. Because A People's History of the United States is really a very difficult thing for anybody that loves their country and thinks that we did a lot of good stuff, because we've done some good stuff, but we haven't done a lot of it. Okay? So fracking and global warming, all of this goes together. That huge ocean of plastic, that huge, huge, it's bigger than the state of Texas, a refuse floating out in the Pacific Ocean. All of that wreckage can actually be recirculated and turned back into the oil that produced it and clean that up. And what's happening is that the seas are warming up, and as the seas warm up, what's happening is that the heat bounces off the greenhouse gases, comes back, and burns off the Arctic, the polar region, burns off the snow there, and the polar bears are drowning. It's just a terrific situation that has been created by industrial greed and just downright moronic ignorance. So, God, wake up. So I like to be on the Sheldon Neidel and Colleen's Galactic Federation call once a month, and this time the whole thing was on global warming. And even though John Denver had warned us about it, and even though Noel Brown and a number of other people over the last 20 some odd years warned us about it, it's happening, and it's accelerated at such a rate that it's almost going straight up. The result of this is we've got about 35 years before the methane gases, which are trapped under the ice caps, actually melt. And when the methane gases that are trapped under the ice caps come out, it should wipe out about 95% of life on planet Earth. And that's 35 years away. And so for anybody over 35, it's like the length of time that you've already lived. Now, this is a pretty dire conversation. We'll evolve this conversation as we go on, but you really need to get what the facts are, and you need to know it. When you hear in the Bible they talk about the end of days and things of that nature, we've created the end of days, and we've literally got about 35 years before days end. So we're also going to talk a little bit about Agartha today, which is inner earth, but I wanted to just deliver this message to you and make sure that you get it, okay? One of the things that I've been doing is heavily participating in Landmark Education, because they train leaders, okay? And the technology used at Landmark Education gives us a chance to actually get things done efficiently and effectively and in a massive community. At this point, over 2.4 million people have taken Landmark Education, and they consider it 94% of them, I think it is, consider it life-changing or one of the most important things. I consider it the most important seminar series I've ever taken in my life. And I've taken many of them. I've been in that work for over 30 years. So I'm going to have a forum leader on here next week. I don't know that he'll talk about global warming or anything of that nature. He will talk about how we need to create miracles. So we need to create miracles. And Randy or Lewis, any comments or conversations here from you guys?
Well, I wanted to talk about, you know, you were talking about our planet, and then I was going to bring something up, but I could talk on a couple of those issues. For one, you know, New York State, for example, I was watching a video, and it explained that New York State is dumping all of their human waste just a matter of miles off the coast, and it's become a mountain underwater, and it's totally killing off all of the sea life, of course.
Good night.
The deadening of our
that?
Planet. Yeah, and it's slowly washing back into New York. So imagine the water.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
So you talk about the fracking and the oil. One of my sons went to the Galapagos Islands a few years ago, and it's one of the last few untouched, although they have had some oil spills back in about 2001.
So it isn't untouched, Evan. Like, it's the least touched.
Yeah, I would say it like that. And so I know that in 2010, they were trying to get the world to actually pay to keep it untouched, because they could sell their oil off and it would be about $7 billion. So they were looking for about $3.5 billion to keep it untouched and pristine, because they have a tourism market. And the fracking, I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, your governor there in California probably did sign it. I'm not even sure why he's a governor. Wasn't he out? Now he's back, and he does all of these things that really, who are the people of California actually asking for this? I doubt it.
No, we are definitely not. Just like we didn't ask for GMOs either.
That's right. So these things just being forced on the people. But I have a friend who makes all kinds of money on plastics and oil, and he says around 2017 that's going to be hot, hot, hot. And so he's positioning himself for it, and he says that people like your governor, Brown, are saying yes to it all across this country. So
they're saying yes to fracking?
Yes, they're already saying yes to it. They're already making deals, and it should be implemented and roll out somewhere around 2017. These other countries have to have uses when they make the plastic cups and the plastic silverware, and you know, they're not just making one thing. They're making lots of them, and the United States has the shale. And so the money's in the shale. So people are going to have to come to the decision, do they want, is it all going to be about money, or are we going to try and save what we have? And we do have free energy if the government would just let it be released.
My point.
Yeah. The idea there is very simply that this is a way for the United States to become independent of needing fossil fuels from other, you know, other countries. But absolutely, I think there's no question that the harm to the environment and to all life is simply not being evaluated carefully. Speaking of methane gas, you know that methane gas, for people who, you know, there's such a focus on CO2, right, emissions as being the major greenhouse gas, but methane gas is far, far more potent as a greenhouse gas, you know, in terms of causing global warming than CO2. And fracking may overtake this, but you know what the most common source of methane gas production is, don't you?
Poop.
Poop. Well, it's not poop, but it's actually
poop
it's
gas.
Actually belching. It's belching from cows, you know, and we have this huge dairy agriculture, believe it or
I
not.
I want to thank you, Lewis, for giving me a piece of information that I will carry with me probably till the day I die.
Well, the truth is that people simply look at this and listen to this and say, well, that can't be true. But actually, it's true. The number of dairy cows on the planet is enormous, and a number of countries are looking at ways to reduce methane gas production in the ruminant, you know, stomachs of cows, because they realize that, oh, this really is a major contributor to greenhouse gas. So in New Zealand, they've been looking at feeding cows garlic. to see if that will alter the production of methane by bacteria in the cow's stomach. They're looking
That's
at sheep. Yeah, sheep also have a similar digestive system, but they don't produce nearly as much methane, so there's a difference in their in the process.
Well, hopefully
or
the
in
farmers
microbes.
Do it soon.
How many husbands are responsible for
exactly
for methane gas?
You know that our government here in this country is actually proposing fines to farmers for the belching and gaseous
That's right.
cows? And
methane gas tax. Another source of revenue for a government that can't figure out what the hell to do with its money. But that's another thing.
You said hell. I think that.
I made a mistake.
I have a friend who works at a fire station, firefighter, and he says you need to go to the fire station, and then I guess they're going to have to feed all those firefighters garlic also because they're all passing gas 24/7 over there.
So then we're also going to have to find people for eating chili with beans. Okay.
Right.
The pinto bean tax and the all kinds of stuff. The methane gas that we're talking about is actually what forms the barrier of the greenhouse gases that it's like the heat from the planet can't escape because it runs into the greenhouse gases and then it comes back. But I guarantee you, if we took care of our oceans and we stopped this fracking, we'd at least buy ourselves some time because there is a natural cycle going on. But the alternative to this is we may end up having to go someplace else. We may have turned our planet into such a dustbin, not a dustbin, some worse than that, that it's going to be uninhabitable soon. So literally, if you walk down the street and you judge your neighbors because their lawns are shaggy and they have got trash all over their lawns and stuff like that, we need to take a look at ourselves because that's what we've done to our planet. And we've cut off a lot of the natural things that rejuvenate. For instance, trees breathing. I live in Topanga Canyon, and I do that very intentionally. I do that because there's a lot of trees here. There's wildlife and things of that nature, and that's part of a cycle, and we've removed the parts of the cycle that actually make a difference here. So I don't know what... Does New Mexico have anything going on about this, Lewis, to your knowledge?
I don't know what New Mexico is doing with respect to greenhouse gas, and I can't tell you what the latest updates are with respect to fracking.
Do you know anything about it, Mike? Are you here on this one? He may not be. He may be doing other things. He's got his little hands busy there. It's a serious issue. It's a deadly issue, actually. In our case, I don't know. I could conceivably be alive in 35 years, but what we'll talk about after the break is Agartha, which is the conversation of inner earth. And this whole time we've been chatting, I've been trying to find information on Admiral William Perry, who actually in the late 40s actually may have flown his plane into Agartha. And so we'll talk more about that after we thank the people that are actually sponsoring us. God bless them all. We thank you. So who we've got sponsoring us is Protandin, and I understand from Mary Louise Zeller that she's like the top, I think she's the top distributor in the whole world for Kayani. What does a champion do when they've retired from a very intense sport, taekwondo? My gosh, I saw her in the World Championships. I watched her win a gold medal. It's a very elegant, very forceful sport. She won her gold medals in forms, meaning that she could do it perfectly. She was the best in the world. She even had the Koreans honoring her. This whole time, for her to pull off all of these feats, she was always looking at the way that she could be the healthiest. And the way that she could be the healthiest that she discovered was Kayani, and Lewis is going to talk a little bit more about that. But actually, hop over to our webpage at wakingupinamerica.com. And you'll see the list of sponsors on the right-hand side of the page. Follow them up. Not one of these sponsors is insignificant. Trust me, they just aren't. These sponsors have been picked over a 27-year period of time as people that offer the best to you. Okay? So we have Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and I need to call the company again because I'm out. Are you guys out too? Of the apple cider vinegar?
Yep. Love the apple cider vinegar. One of
Do
my
you
favorite.
Have some?
I have it.
Will you have it? Because I'm out of it now. Okay. So I need to have
Please.
Them send me some more. You never got any. Oh, well. We'll see what we can do about that.
I haven't been getting it. Patricia Bragg, please, we love it, and I'm probably your biggest fan.
No, it has to do with me and hooking up with the guy in the factory, and he was gone. He was gone part of the time, but we'll check and make sure that he's back. So the apple cider vinegar is a drink that you can actually buy. It's been a proven fact that apple cider vinegar does really good things for you. And I like it, and it makes me feel good and healthy, and I usually carry it in the car with me, too. This morning I got some Sir Jason Winter Tea, which is our hot official drink, and that Sir Jason Winter Tea, oh gosh, it's got a really nice smell to it. I like the peach, and there's the natural, and the gentleman that invented that tea combination actually cured himself of some things that aren't considered curable. And what we know for sure is, and we can say for sure because there's so many things you can't say on the radio, what we know for sure is that he lost the condition of which we can't say he lost or talk about by drinking this tea on a regular basis. So what I can say for sure is it strengthens your immune system. So.
And hey, I got nothing to do with it, and I can say it starts with a C and ends in an R.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's not funny. The poor man died from, what was it? He had a cold, and they gave him some kind of antibiotic or something like that, and that's what he ended up dying of. He didn't end up dying of the horrible thing. He ended up dying of, which sounds like a medical accident to me. That's what they call him, isn't it?
A medical error.
So, oh, by the way, the cure for the particular thing that he cured, he had throat C, okay? So the cure in those days was to cut out your tongue. He said, I don't think so. So that's how Sir Jason Winter Tea, he actually went all over the world, and he got some from the Chinese and from the American Indians and from another ingredient, I think, from England. And he put them together, and lo and behold, healthy, strong immune system, and you don't know you're taking anything that's good for you because it tastes good, you know. Protandim.
I know you're in the middle of commercials, Val, but I need to interject with a fact.
Go.
Another thing that, you know, helps with that thing that begins with C and ends in R, just a factoid. Did you know that the two states that legalized pot are getting together for a Super Bowl?
You are so funny. Would you care to continue that or go a step further with that sentence?
Oh, it's just it was kind of ironic. I saw a little picture going around with the two teams, I guess it's Washington and Colorado, I'm assuming, that are doing the Super Bowl this year, and it shows a picture of Austin Powers with like little quote symbols in each hand, and the word Super Bowl is in quotes. So the two states that legalized pot getting together for a Super Bowl. I thought it was the most hilarious picture I've seen in a long time.
I think it was Dr. Evil.
That it is.
Yeah.
Who's Dr. Evil?
He's the nemesis. He's the Austin Powers
Austin
nemesis.
Powers.
So, Val, you'll just have to pick up some of those movies and see what you missed.
I know, I am going to have to do that. Well, you know, what can I say?
And for the first time ever, the Super Bowl ticket sales are plummeting in price, which I don't know, I just find it interesting because the two places that have legalized pot are obviously not too interested in the Super Bowl. They got better things going on, you know what I mean?
Moving forward here. Louis, okay. Do you know what can you say about Protandim? You know about it, right?
Have
you looked at the ingredients, or do you know anything about it? I really like that stuff.
Well, you know, Protandim is a very specific activator of what we call endogenous antioxidants, So basically, we've talked about antioxidants before. You can take them from your diet, but in fact, a lot of them don't work that way. A lot of things that have antioxidant function, when they're tested in the laboratory, don't actually have antioxidant function in once you've taken them in, but they may help your cells generate their own very effective antioxidants, and so Protandim does that. And so it helps to alleviate oxidative stress, inflammation. That really appears to be probably the main function, main way that Protandim helps.
Huh. Well, let me just tell you the result that I got. It was like all of a sudden I was, I remember when I was in college, I would do these all-nighters and stuff like that. And, you know, we'd be working on a float or a term paper or something of that nature. And I would stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, that would just be what we would do. And then I just never had any desire or capacity to do that as I got older. When I first started taking Protandim, I actually did that. I mean, I found myself working, and it was, I wanted to clean up the office, and I looked up at the clock, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was really astounded. Okay. And then I kept working, and finally I went to bed at 4. Well, that is a thing, could happen once in a lifetime, you know. But then I found myself, when I had other things that I had to do, that I could just work till the end of it. So I'm not sure exactly, that's why I've never been real clear about describing what it's done for me, but what I do with this stuff, and I've done it with Protandim, and I've done it with Kyani, I've actually taken myself off it for a month to see if I feel different, because I'm real experiential. And I do, in both cases, and I can tell when I have and when I haven't done it. I can get away with, and I don't mean get away with it, like, because I want to get away with it, but if I would have been careless, I could say I could not take it for 2 or 3 days, I would start to notice something changing then. If I didn't take it for a month, there was a huge change when I started taking it back. Mostly a change in endurance. And then I started adding other stuff to it. For instance, the chemtrails that are out there are really, we're catching a lot of the stuff in our systems. And not only the chemtrails, but the chemicals in the food and all of that nature. And the ear coating actually cleans out the eustachian tubes, and the eustachian tubes have in them part of the residue from what's taken out of the blood by the lymphatic system. So actually, that's the appointment I'm going to after the show today, is I'm going to be going over into Hollywood and helping somebody with ear coating, and it does all kinds of work for their sinuses, and I love having my little travel case with my little ear cones in it, because I'm part of a 5,000-year-old tradition. And I just do that, and I'll do that for people as long as I can do that, because I think it's the biggest gift I know how to give, are the things that we're giving you right now are gifts. Okay, they're the gifts of research and experience. I've done every one of these things. Randy Shannon, you want to take applause here for creating 42action.org, and I'm hoping you'll know more. Did you find out more about the medallion signature you were going to talk about this week?
Well, last week I talked about a gentleman that I've been working with down here in South Florida, and we've been going to court for over a year, and the court's totally lawless, judges lawless, a lot of attorneys lawless, and they never read one word of the paperwork that we have been filing for a year straight. Everyone literally went in there on the opposite side of the guy I was with and had no knowledge of anything. He had totally paid off his note with a promissory note. They never even paid attention to it, even though the bank has accepted it. So what he said is, I'm going to walk into a bank. He went up to Tampa with the guy that's helping him, and he walked into a bank, and they completely accepted the promissory note. So now all we're waiting for at this point is for paperwork to catch up and them to give him the deed to his house. So that could take up to 30 days or so. We're going to leave him alone.
You were going to put something on your website. Did that get up?
We have it all going up by midweek this week. Everything
okay.
will be up by Wednesday of this week. On the promissory note, we'll have examples of what they look like and information on what makes it lawful. And we're not inventing this wheel. We're taking it from Cornell Law's website. So we're protected. I mean, if the information is out there and Cornell Law is teaching it, how could we be teaching something wrong? So, you know, a lot of people say, Randy, you should, you know, watch out for the government. But I'm only using what's already out there. And if it's not lawful, then they should just get it removed from them, not me. So,
and she has spoken.
That's right, because I'm only following what I'm being taught. So, and I'm studying this off of Cornell Law's website. They're teaching this to all attorneys. It's there. It's in black and white. It's for real. And it's working. They are accepting it. People are paying their taxes with it. They're paying off car loans. They're paying off home mortgages. And they're being accepted every single time from what we can tell.
So you promised us the template last week, and we just have to see the template so we can do it.
Yeah. We will have everything that they need that we can give. They may still need some help. They may still need to hire somebody that has a little bit more expertise that can do that printing or whatever for them and coach them on what to say when they walk in. But, yes, it's going to this can change the world. Now, this is information they don't want the world to know. I will say that. So,
we've got to give people the power back, okay? So
that's right.
To get the power back, we have to take charge and take control, and as far as I'm concerned, training politicians maybe could be as easy as training the dogs if we have the right leverage. So let's work on getting our leverage. So this is leverage, what she's talking about.
And you can actually pay up a home mortgage up to $2 million with these promissory notes.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk more about that later, because I want to get finished here with talking about the rest of the people. We have Marketing with the Stars, and Marketing with the Stars, just go over there and click on that. This guy sends out 100,000 or so emails for you to a targeted market, and I've gotten good results, and the prices are very reasonable there. So, and if you're feeling a little bit tired and you've got your Aqua Chi, which is a foot bath, a very interesting foot bath. When you do this foot bath, you can actually energize your cells. I swear, I feel like when I do it, I sparkle afterwards. And you can take toxins out of your body. So Aqua Chi, it's there on the website. And along with that, there's another one. I think I always get the pronunciation. Is it telomeres?
Telomeres.
Telomeres, that's it. And it actually is it's a youthing process, because it's actually causing these little caps on your DNA to extend again. And it's the aging and death process is part of losing those caps off your DNA. So this product that is also put out by Michael, who does the Aqua Chi, check it out. I think you'll be very interested. My girlfriend Sherry's been doing it, and she says she has been getting compliments that she looks 20 years younger. I could certainly, I may just hop over there myself. I'd like to be 20 years younger again. I'm already like 15 years younger, but I'm 74 and I'm shooting for 35, so anything I could do. I like that age and that vitality, so the things that I've been doing, people keep telling me I'm looking younger, so I like it. I'm looking at pictures of myself now, and I look younger, way younger now than I did 10 years ago. So it's about taking care of depletion, my dears. And, you know, you can actually, if you're tired of just being consciously aware of your health every single moment, go on over to El Pinto. I think there's a couple of days left in the week when you can still get that 50% discount, and throw some hot salsa on some good stuff you can get it at the Ralph's supermarket, and enjoy just the fun of crunching and having good salsa. And as I say, if you're in the Albuquerque area, hop over and claim that 50% off your bill. Jim arranged that for his customers, and you can go to elpinto.com and print out that coupon. The Galactic Federation, we've been talking a little bit about that. That's where I picked up the extra oomph on global warming. Sheldon Neidel has, he tells you all kinds of things that are going on. The Galactic Conversation on Global Warming is one of the most powerful presentations I ever heard, and extremely well documented. Sheldon's calls have lots of pictures with them, and they're very clear and they're very concise, and they're, I've always just nodded my head, yeah, I get it, Sheldon, good job. And I think it would do well to you to check that out. You can buy some of the past shows that he's done. During the course of the year or so that I've been taking his monthly course, I've seen what the Federation ships look like. They're decloaking all over the place now. We've got a lot of that possibility happening. You too may see a spaceship. I've seen one a couple of times now. I hadn't until last year. And then I've seen one twice. I don't know, or Mike or Randy, have you ever seen a spaceship?
I have, yes.
And
no,
where were
not.
You and what did you see?
Oh, I was in New York City at the time, and we'll call it a UFO. How's that? Because
okay. He said they're now IFOs.
Well,
do you know what an IFO is?
Yeah, except that there's so many
identified flying object.
Right, but there's so many different descriptions for these ships or flying objects. So I couldn't tell you what it was for sure, where it came from, but it was a large elliptical red glowing object that sped across the sky from horizon to horizon.
Wow.
Rapidly moving, very rapidly moving.
Uh-huh.
And it just maintained a fixed altitude. So that was my own experience.
Well, the particular one that I saw, and I'm just such a brat sometimes, because when I saw, because I'd gotten mad at God because I hadn't seen one and all my friends had. So I was like standing out on the deck one night and I was bellowing and said, it's my turn, God. Send me a spaceship. I can't stand it. Lita had seen one. All these, my friends had just a bunch of them. By gosh, the next morning I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just wake up, and I look out the window, and there's this, like, spaceship outside over the mountain, and it's going straight up, sideways, diagonally, unzipping to do all over the place. I mean, no helicopter could even do what this thing was doing because of the way it was doing it. It was like, wow, that's pretty good. And I thought, oh, no, that's just, you know, prove it to me.
So were you not angry anymore?
Pardon?
Were
no, what happened
anymore?
Was after I said you're going to have to show me again, the next morning at 5 o'clock, there it was doing loop-de-loops out there, and I haven't seen it since. So I believe that we're communicating now. You all know. Well, I actually do the radio show from a downstairs room, and ever since I had Sheldon, Nidal, and Colleen on the first time, there have when I think about it, there are like this sense of being around me when I do the radio show.
Val, it was me. I was outside your room on another level, and I
it could have been you. Oh no! Listen, I'm telling you, this thing was just unbelievably dancing in the sky. So. Not at 5
in
the morning.
Like the night before.
Well, that's what people want to do. But seriously, check out the Galactic Federation. And while you're at it, also check out drvalerie.com because I invented a really amazing process for actually clearing any incomplete memories in your historical DNA, which is really quite a statement to make, but it's true. Our ancestors we actually have the incomplete issues of our ancestors in our DNA structure, and sometimes it's way more dramatic than others. And fairly recently, I've been aware of the work that I do with people. Actually, sometimes I'm working with their grandmother or their grandfather rather than just them. And you want to check this all out at drvalerie.com, and that's drvalerie.com. Lewis, do you have a website you want to turn people on to?
Sure. I'll turn you on to a website called Feel Better with Kayani. FeelBetterWithKayani.com. And that's something that I put up a number of months ago, really just to describe the kinds of benefits that people I offer the product to were seeing. And of course, I've garnered much greater experience with that, and people who, in particular, you were talking about fatigue or just simply not having that boost that kept you going. And that's one of the things where Kyani shines, where people, you know, of all ages, but particularly folks, I would say, over 40, can have a dramatic increase in their sense of well-being. And that doesn't, there's no age where that response, that benefit will not occur. So feelbetterwithkyani.com is a description of that. I'm going to change that in the next few weeks because one of the products, Sunrise, has been modified. We've talked about that before. It's going to be twice as potent, if you will, both in terms of antioxidant capacity and nutrient function. And so look forward to that new product. What I wanted to say today had to do with nitric oxide, and this came to me because this week I went out to dinner with some friends who I hadn't seen in some time, and so I was in a festive mood and decided to have a Napoleon. You know, Napoleon, that wonderful pastry that's got these layers of very, like, full of phyllo dough or something, very, very light pastry with... It's multiple layers with great creamy stuff in between, so it's something I ordinarily would not eat, but I did. But a couple hours later, I had this rather ugly sensation in my gut, and, you know, I had a mild case of food poisoning, probably staph, which tends to get in those creamy things when handlers don't wash their hands properly. So anyway, it got me thinking about food poisoning and infections in general that involve the gut and respiratory system. That includes things like food poisoning, like the common cold, pneumonias in people that are on ventilators. And I thought, okay, well, there's a common method for prevention and or treatment that's easily accessible, and that starts with the body's own immune system and the ability to generate adequate amounts of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is used by white blood cells to kill bacteria and to kill viruses. Now, to say that this is a treatment and an absolute cure and clearly has been studied in the way, let's say, an antibiotic has, would be incorrect and would be leading people astray. But there's good evidence that nitric oxide is really rather critical in keeping these microbes, you know, staved away. And it's clear that people who can generate more nitric oxide have shorter durations with colds. They tolerate them better. Their symptoms are fewer. People who are in ICUs, who are on ventilators, they're not swallowing saliva. They're not getting nitrates in their food. And they're getting drugs that inhibit the stomach's production of hydrochloric acid. And all of those things end up making you more susceptible to pneumonias, you know, that you get inside the hospital. So what I did was, after I emptied my stomach of the food contents that were there, I went up, I got some Nitro Extreme, and I took some Nitro Extreme, and I took it along with some grape juice. And why did I do that? Because when you take nitrates like Nitro Extreme, you know, you immediately begin to produce nitric oxide in your stomach. And when you take it along with polyphenol-containing food, which is dark-colored juice or Sunrise, you triple the amount of nitric oxide that's produced in your stomach. So I did that. So this is kind of my usual roundabout way of telling you that I think there are benefits to be had from supplying your body with a substrate for nitric oxide production. And a really phenomenal way to do this, I have found, is to take Nitro Extreme from Kyani. So feelbetterwithkyani.com. Sign up for Kyani Bites, which is a free newsletter that I think you'll enjoy. It talks about little aspects of nutrition that you find in that product that I produce every week or two. It's free, and it'll give you some information that, if nothing else, you can use to wire your friends and family when you have trivial pursuit conversations, cocktail parties, just whatever, going out for fun, interesting stuff. So go ahead and sign up, and I'd love to see your name on that list.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool. I found it, by the way, the thing I've been looking for. This whole time, you know, I just hate to drop a bomb like 35 years and everybody's gassed on the planet into your lap without giving you an interesting possibility. Okay, and it's
we were talking before the show because I was trying to track it down. I knew I'd heard about a pilot, and I was thinking it was Perry, you know. Perry actually did, I think, go to the North Pole in something like 1909 or something like that.
He was 5 miles short.
Well, then there's Admiral Byrd, okay? And Admiral Byrd is who I was actually looking for, Richard E. Byrd. So Richard E. Byrd actually believes that he flew a plane, and I was just looking at this, into the hollow earth. Do you know about this, guys?
No. Fascinating.
Okay, so Admiral Byrd's epoch-making discovery. I don't have time to read the whole thing. But check it, and it's B-Y-R-D apostrophe S, because Sheldon Neidl talks about Agartha, and that's inner earth, A-G-A-R-T-H-A. And what is said there is that the earth is hollow, and the interior of the earth is actually, and I'm not quite sure, I remember him explaining this, but I don't remember how it worked out because I can't grok it right now, but that the interior of the earth is actually larger than the exterior. And that it's actually, it's not heaven on earth, it's heaven in earth. And that what's inside the earth is, it's a very beautiful place to be. It's a place where your thoughts manifest instantly. It's a elevation of reality. It may even be the kind of energy that we came from in the first place. And that because of what I've been describing to you, this happening, and you know what I was telling you about Noel Brown and John Denver and things like that, we may very well be past the point where we can prevent this methane gas thing from happening. And by the way, we had more earthquakes last year than ever in recorded history, and that's why fracking is such a moronic idea. That's why all this oil drilling for oil that we don't need when we actually have cars that will run on water. When we could take the state of Texas that's out there and turn all that plastic, there's no need to throw away the plastic. A guy in Japan actually invented a system where you can just feed the plastic in and return it to its original thing, which is oil. So since we've got the state of Texas floating in the ocean and other things of that nature, hey, what can I tell you? We've got plenty of oil. Oil is not the issue. We just need to make them stop tearing the earth apart to get it out. And by the way, Randy, I think a really good idea for New York would be to take a huge spaceships and put the poop in them, and then just send it to the sun and burn it up.
It would burn up, wouldn't it?
It would. You could just plunk them into the sun. There wouldn't be any trash in the universe. I mean, I'm sure that there are ways to handle things. People are just lazy and cheap, and probably some gangsters are making a huge amount of money pumping the poop out there, you know. But inner earth is supposed to be an incredibly beautiful place. Start checking out Google Hollow Earth, Agartha, A-G-A-R-T-H-A, and check it out. I think you'll like the possibility, and you need to start entertaining it, otherwise you're just going to get depressed, because there is a better place for us. And so check on that Sheldon Neidl link, and Colleen, his wife, she's just an absolute sweetheart. She's the one that when I had her on the radio about a year and a half or 2 years ago, I said to her, so, Colleen, how many extraterrestrials do you actually think there are here on Earth? And she goes, Val, she's really sweet. She goes, how many humans do you think there are, dear?
Wow.
Said, oh, I don't know, 7 to 8 billion, something like that. And she goes, well, dear, humans were not indigenous to Earth. And I just started laughing. So we're all extraterrestrials, according to Colleen. I love you, Colleen. Thank you for that one. During the course of a program, there's always like one or two things that are sad that just go with me forever. And unfortunately, one of them is going to be Lewis's belching cows. But there is hope here, folks. So I wanted you to know that. Randy, you got anything you want to put out here, or Lewis, anything? We're moving in there towards the closing hour.
Well, there's an interesting video by a gentleman by the name of David Icke, I-C-K-E, that
I
watched with one of my sons. And what was fascinating in it is he tells a story about a hypnotist who brings a gentleman and his daughter up out of the group that was watching the program. The dad, he puts him under, you know, he hypnotizes him. He says when he brings him out, he's not going to see his daughter. So he brings the dad out. The daughter's right there in front of him. The man cannot see her at all. So the hypnotist puts his arm behind the daughter's head, and he's wearing a watch, by the way. And he says to the father, do you see my arm? And he says, yes. And he says, what's on it? The father says, a watch. He says, can you read the inscription? He says, yes. And he reads the inscription. All of this is through the daughter's head.
Huh.
And the video is called Remember Who You Are. I have not completely gotten through it, but it is on YouTube. It's by David Icke. You just do a search. Remember Who You Are. And you can hear that story in there. And then there was also a reporter who sat down with Madonna. This is in the same video. And she says to the reporter, you know we're not alone. And he says, what do you mean? He looks all around, and all he can see is his production crew. And she says that there's something else in the room, and there's lots of them. I don't remember what the word was, but anyway, the video is fascinating by David Icke. Remember Who You Are. Super, like, just a jaw-dropping video and information that you learn in it. So everybody should go listen to that this week.
That sounds like a good thing. And actually, if you do the book Busting Loose, you'll find that we live in a holographic universe, and that's why we have to pay attention to while we're thinking. So what we do here on Waking Up in America is we let you know what is going on, but we also always give you a place to visualize. So start visualizing heaven on earth. Start seeing that. Start creating it, because we're in a holographic universe, and what that means is, actually, I think a good idea would be to watch the show Almost Human. It shows a lot of that stuff on it, and you get to see what holograms look like. But according to quantum physics, we made all of this up, and it's time for us to unmake it. And when you hear the conversation about fear making things real, it absolutely does. So when you neutralize fear and you start to be responsible for the way things are happening, magic starts to happen. Lewis, did you have anything you wanted to say real fast?
You know, I completely forgot about Mora County near here, that had put an end to drilling because of concerns regarding fracking and water pollution.
What's the name of the county again?
Mora, M-O-R-A, and they're being sued by the petroleum industry to try to, you know, get the petroleum industry's rights back to go ahead and do what the people in the community are saying we don't want you to do. This is really more about, you know, who controls our lives.
Yeah, we want more of Mora. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, KoningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, In Memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. Ron Hayes is our wonderful research editor with his new iPhone. And a big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Fidali and Ron Simon, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster, and merci beaucoup to our Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 download or email. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com, and remember, Stidius, Altius, Fortius, and do more of what Mora is doing.
Almost ordinary people here. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.